I just hope we don't have any trouble with this one, Azzy said. You got those dragon eyes ready, Frike?
Yes, master, Frike said.
He opened the waterproof deerskin bag in which the dragon's eyes soaked in a solution of ichor, salt water, and vinegar. He lifted out the eyes, first remembering to wipe his hands on his smock. For hygiene in those days, while still rudimentary, seemed important in this situation.
Beautiful, aren't they?
Azzy said, inserting them into Charming's eye sockets and applying ichor around the edges.
And indeed, they were handsome eyes, colored like smoky topaz, and with a deep glitter to them.
They worry me, these eyes, Frike said. I believe the dragon's eyes see through falsehood.
Just what a hero needs.
But won't he see through this falsehood?
Frike asked, indicating with the sweep of his arm, Azzy, the mansion, and himself.
No, my poor Frike. Dragon's eyes cannot see through the falsehood in their own situation. They can detect the flaw in others, but not themselves. He won't be led astray, our Prince Charming, but he won't be wise enough or sufficiently far-seeing to discover his own situation.
Ah, said Frike. He stirs.
As he had already taken the precaution of assuming his kindly uncle disguise.
There, there, lad,
he said, smoothing back the youth's golden hair.
Where am I? Charming asked. You might better ask who you are,
Azzy said.
And then you should want to know who I am. Where you are comes a distant third on the list of vital questions. Well then, who am I?